You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Sometimes kind of feel like you're in the Wizard of Oz movie. When that storm hit a minute ago, it's going to blow through pretty fast. If it hasn't hit where you are, you got a front line coming through this morning. So I don't want to get all weathery on you, but, you know, this afternoon is supposed to be pretty nice, about 80 degrees, kind of neat. But today is a big anniversary of the Munchkins. Can't even say that anymore, you know. Dorothy, Wizard, some strange friends, Yellow Brick Road. Yes, it was 1939. The film The Wizard of Oz opened in New York City. An amazing feat, that film, for 1939. Amazing. I was looking at the tornado come. You know, in the beginning, it was in black and white. And she's over there talking to, I don't know what it was. It turned out to be the wizard, but Professor Marvel or whatever he was. Anyway, a whopper's coming, a big storm, a whopper. I think he was from Boston. But, you know, you see that tornado coming. Whew. I don't care if it is in a movie and you're not a kid anymore. It strikes fear into you. But, you know, a movie where she, of course, a young lady who wants to be out of Kansas. I can't even imagine, you know. And so the storm fulfills her dream and her wish. And turns out she's in a dream, but it's very colorful and it's cool. And you got a really good witch, unquote, unquote. And she's doing some cool things in a wonderful land of sweetness, I guess is a way to describe it. And some strange friends on the way, on the path, as she is shown the path to see the wizard. That's who she's got to go see. So she's just skipping down the Yellow Brick Road. And I mean, you think about it, that's kind of a boring story. I mean, even for a preschooler, right? Nothing in that. So what makes it such a great story?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Yes. The evil, the confrontation, the bad guys. That's been in every story because it was in, and it is in, the original story. I'm talking about us. We're part of that. We're on our way. It's not a yellow brick road by any means. But we're on our way to see the King of Kings through the blood of Jesus. But there is evil in it, right? And we know because every movie, at least that I watch, every movie, the evil part gets defeated. So it's really pretty cool. So thank you, Wizard of Oz, showing us that.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
The Sound of Life.
Got some really good news from Maui. That's just astounding. Still trying to wrap my head around that. They found like over 60 people together. They had huddled together in a home. And they're all alive. It's pretty amazing. In the midst of all this that's going on, Convoy of Hope will be there for a long time. As Ethan, the spokesperson, said, sometimes, you know, they're still in the Ukraine and probably will be. They go to places, maybe Turkey, with the earthquakes and stuff. So it's a long-term thing. God bless those volunteers and people, and God bless you who give and support. Checking in. A little bit dated, but Ethan has the plan here for
you. We appreciate it. And we'd love for anybody, you know, we ask a few things of people. They can do one or as many of these as they can. Number one, pray. We appreciate prayer. We know it makes a difference. Our people need favor as we go on to the island and getting the supply there. We need wisdom, safety, of course. So that's what we ask for first, for praying people. Number two, we ask for donations because we're able to stretch your $1, stretch it at least five times further than you'd be able to. And we, more than 91 cents of every dollar goes where the donor wants it to go. We're a highest rated 4 out of 4 star charity on Charity Navigator. So you can trust us to be good stewards of what you give. And number three, we ask that you'd advocate. That doesn't cost anybody anything, but everybody's on social media, Facebook. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Threads now and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. You can follow us there and just share what we do because it really makes a difference. There are a lot of people out there who don't know about Convoy of Hope but are looking for some place to give.
So now you do, and I posted it again. You'll see the fire and stuff. That's the visuals of it. I said you still got time to help out. I posted it on the Sound of Life Facebook page. Just click on the link there. Be helping out. Pretty cool.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Good to have you along. I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. And history today, not a lesson, but it happened today. It's interesting. 1587. So we're talking about like out on the coast here with people. Roanoke Island Colony. Eleanor and Ananias couple became parents of a baby girl whom they name Virginia. Their last name is Dare, Virginia Dare. Her name would forever be famous because she was the first English child born in what would become the United States. That was in 1587. 3 years later, John White, who was the leader of the 117 colonists who came to Roanoke Island in 1587, the same day that Virginia Dare was born, he came back and found nobody. Came back from England to find not a trace of the settlers were ever found. So a lot of research and stuff has come into that because, you know, when we've got a mystery, we want to follow it. And they found some artifacts now, they think, due to some writings that they found or something. They were some writings from one to another. They think that maybe that group, the colonists, went off with the natives, that they went and settled somewhere else with the natives. We don't know.
All I'm saying is that there are some things beyond the ken of mortal man that shouldn't be tampered with.
Apparently.
We don't know everything. There's plenty going on right now in the Twilight Zone that we don't know anything about, and I think we ought to stay clear. The Sound of Life.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show. It is 7:34. Got Cynthia on the hotline. Something pretty good happened? Maybe it's the best of that's happened lately, Cynthia? What do you think?
My daughter got married 2 weeks ago.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That was exciting, yeah.
That is exciting, absolutely. Are they going to stick around Pennsylvania or what?
They're in Jersey.
Oh, they doing okay?
Not too bad. It's about 2 hours away.
Okay, you're going to keep in touch. You're going to be down there every weekend, aren't you?
No. I don't drive anymore, so I have to wait for her to come here.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
I am Jones, Cup of Joe Morning Show, because you know that in the darkest of times, your life is a light. So your praise to God is the loudest in the darkest. And the enemy knows. Oh, they know. You're not afraid of the dark.
The Sound of Life.
I think about the story of the prodigal son a lot. A lot. Which blows your mind. You start meditating on that a little bit. Your mind will just explode. In a good way, I think. It's not really a question for you, but you're thinking, would you go to a restaurant where your order would be wrong about 37% of the time, and it's not a place around here, so don't start going, oh, well, I can probably name you a place I've been to. You probably wouldn't do it on purpose, but there's a restaurant in Tokyo. There is a, all the employees, all of them, suffer from varying degrees of memory loss, right? It was the brainchild of a man named Shiro Oguni. And because he visited a home for adults with dementia, and their isolation was heartbreaking to him. He reckoned they should be included in society, so he created a restaurant of mistaken orders. That's the name of it. Restaurant of Mistaken Orders. The waiters and waitresses are all struggling with memory loss. Nevertheless, performing a job that requires very good memory. 37% of the time, the orders are wrong. But 99% of the time, the guests leave quite happy. In fact, a video of the place, it's raucous. Everybody's laughing and they're happy. It's incredible, isn't it? Of course they are.
Wow, that's awesome.
The Sound of Life.
I was checking out Hosea, H-O-S-E-A, Hosea. Didn't seem like all that uncommon a name. His child sure was. He lived way back. You talk about back in the day. This was back in the day. 700-something B.C. And the king at the time was Jeroboam II in Israel. And Hosea God used him as a prophet. He's what they call a minor prophet, but he had a very great message to act out. That's the thing. But he was used to tell the people and communicate God's despair because of their perpetual idol worship and dependence on outside nations. Hosea wasn't the life of the party. those guys, God bless them. I mean, it was something. So here's the crux of it that you're not going to see on Nanny's pillow on the sofa. You don't get that cross-stitched, right? For some reason, God told Hosea to marry a prostitute. And then, when she inevitably cheated on him, he was to take her back. And it actually has some. Those are actual life circumstances that the person of Hosea did. And as doing that, he is illustrating. God is using him to illustrate. And he's stepping into the role of God who married an unfaithful woman. Israel. Yeah. And what does God do? He takes her back. Does she deserve it? No. Will God take us back? Yes. Do we deserve it? No.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The sound of life.
We really need to teach our kids this starting, you know, whatever kind of schooling they have and stuff coming up. Because basically, we grow up and we start things and we basically learn not to fall down. That's, we want to get good enough so we just don't fall down in front of people, right? But Lena Abbey Jammers learned that what she sees as a massive failure in her life, God sees as a massive opportunity to redirect her calling.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.